Monsters and the Scale Law. If King Kong really existed, for example, he would not be able to terrorize New York City. On the contrary, his legs would break as soon as he took a single step. This is because if you took an ape and increase his size by 10 times, then his weight would go up by the increased volume, or by 10 times 10 times 10 equals 1,000 times. So he would be 1,000 times heavier. But his strength increases relative to the thickness of his bones and muscles. The cross-sectional area of his bones and muscles goes up by only a square of the distance, that is, by 10 times 10 equals 100 times. In other words, if King Kong were 10 times bigger, he would be only 100 times stronger, but he would weigh 1,000 times more. Thus, the ape's weight increases much more rapidly than its strength as we increase its size. He would be, relatively speaking, 10 times weaker than a normal ape, and that is why his legs would break. In elementary school, I can remember my teacher marveling at the strength of an ant, which can lift a leaf many times its weight. My teacher concluded that if an ant were the size of a house, it could pick up that house. But this assumption is incorrect for the same reason that we just saw with King Kong. If an ant were the size of a house, its legs would also break. If you scale up an ant by a factor of 1,000, then it would be 1,000 times weaker than a normal ant, and hence it would collapse of its own weight. It would also suffocate. An ant breathes through holes in the sides of its body. The area of these holes grows as per the square of the radius, but the volume of the ant increases as per the cube of the radius. Thus, an ant 1,000 times bigger than an ordinary ant would have 1,000 times less air than necessary to supply oxygen for its muscles and body tissue. This is also the reason that champion figure skaters and gymnasts tend to be much shorter than average, although they have the same proportions as anyone else. Pound for pound, they have greater proportionate muscle strength than taller people. Using the scale law, we can also calculate the rough shape of animals on Earth and possibly aliens in space. The heat emitted by an animal increases as its surface area increases. Hence, increasing its size by 10 increases its heat loss by 10 times 10 equals 100. But the heat content within its body is proportional to its volume, or 10 times 10 times 10 equals 1,000. Hence, large animals lose heat more slowly than small animals. This is the reason that in wintertime, our fingers and ears freeze first, since they have the most relative surface area, and why small people get colder faster than large people. It explains why newspapers burn very quickly because of their large relative surface area, while logs burn very slowly because of their relatively small surface area. It also explains why whales in the Arctic are round in shape, because a sphere has the smallest possible surface area per unit mass, and why insects in a warmer environment can afford to be spindly in shape, with a relatively large surface area per unit mass. In the Disney movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, a family is shrunk down to the size of ants. A rainstorm develops, and in the micro world, we see tiny raindrops falling onto puddles. In reality, a raindrop, as seen by an ant, would appear not as a tiny drop, but as a huge mound or hemisphere of water. In our world, a hemispherical mound of water is unstable and will collapse of its own weight under gravity. But in the micro world, surface tension is relatively large, so a hemispherical mound of water is perfectly stable. Similarly, in outer space, we can estimate the rough surface-to-volume ratio of animals on distant planets using the laws of physics. Using these laws, we can theorize that aliens in outer space would likely not be the giants often portrayed in science fiction, but would more closely resemble us in size. Whales, however, can be much larger in size because of the buoyancy of seawater. This also explains why a beached whale dies, because it is crushed by its own weight. The scale law means that the laws of physics change as we go deeper and deeper into the micro world. This explains why the quantum theory appears so bizarre to us, violating simple common sense notions about our universe. So the scale law rules out the familiar idea of worlds within worlds found in science fiction. That is, the idea that inside the atom there could be an entire universe, or that our galaxy could be an atom in a much larger universe. This idea was explored in the movie Men in Black. In the final scene of the movie, the camera pans away from the Earth to the planets, the stars, the galaxies, until our entire universe becomes just a single ball in a huge extraterrestrial game played by gigantic aliens. In reality, a galaxy of stars bears no resemblance to an atom. Inside the atom, the electrons inside their shells are totally different from planets. We know that all the planets are quite different from each other and can orbit at any distance from the mother star. In atoms, however, all the subatomic particles are identical to one another. They cannot orbit at any distance from the nucleus, but only in discrete orbits. Furthermore, unlike planets, electrons can exhibit bizarre behavior that violates common sense, such as being in two places at the same time and having wave-like properties.